May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from John chapter 9. It says, as Jesus passed by, he saw a blind man from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, and this is, they repeated this question, so they were very curious, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? And Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, albeit let the works of God be displayed in him. We live in a day, and I would say this has been true, particularly the last 50 years or so, where psychology and psychiatry has played an important role in the world, and as a human need has grown in that realm, it's really bled big time into the church, into the body of Christ. And we spend a lot of time being provoked into introspection. And we do a lot of counseling around here. We do a lot of ministry, inner healing ministry. But it's as if we could find the root problem. That's really a strong teaching in the body of Christ. If I can just find out why this is happening and deal with the root issue, then I could get okay. And so often you'll have people that spend their lifetime trying to come up with new root issues. Like, what's the real problem here? What's going on here? And I understand there's a place where the Holy Spirit certainly shows up. There's an attitude or a sin in our life. We need to let go of it. But it can become such morbid introspection. When Jesus was tempted, the one word that was repeated more than any other word by the enemy was if you're the Son of God, if. And Satan was constantly trying to get Jesus to look within, to provoke him to prove himself through his performance. That if you'll do this miracle and prove that you're the Son of God. But it was always this issue of ifs, this introspection thing. And when they see this blind man, the disciples, and it was very prominent there too, because they just immediately jump into this whole mode, asking this question over and over again. Okay, well, Lord, this guy's blind, so he must have done something wrong, or his parents must have done something wrong. But somebody must have done something wrong for him to be in this situation. And again, I find that to be very prominent in the church today. And that's because it's a work of the enemy. That if you're going through a strong time of testing, if you're in a real battle, some circumstances going on in your life, in your body, if you're being really tempted, if you're just under spiritual warfare in some areas of temptation, the introspection, with the thing we find ourselves into, is wasting time trying to figure out, why am I in this? Did I do something wrong? What's going on? If I can figure out what it is I did wrong, then I can get the solution. But when Christ answered them, he really treated their question as irrelevant. Now, in my New American Standard, it says, and his answer was, but it was in order that the works of God might be displayed in him. But the best translation, the real proper translation was, Jesus' answer was, albeit, regardless of why he's here, let the works of God be displayed in him. That was Jesus' answer. Again, saying to them, who cares? What difference does it make? The important thing is that the solution is here. This man needs an answer, not more questions. And he's probably spent most of his life, because if that was the dominant theology of their day, because those disciples were asking that very question, he'd probably been asked that question all of his life. He was born blind. And they heard, I'm sure he heard them ask the question. How much did that help that man? If I would have been him, I would have been thinking, and I've been asking the same question. But the real issue wasn't anything other than Christ was the answer. And I really can't find anywhere in the Gospels when Jesus encountered human suffering or human brokenness or human embattlement where Jesus had this conversation is, now let's figure out where this came from. Did it happen in utero while you were in your mother's womb? Well, how about when you were a little child, when your parents were mean to you? Instead, Jesus just healed the person. He just solved the problem. That's who he is. He's the way and the truth and the life. Not the question. Now again, is it good to ask questions? Well, it's important is to listen. Lord, search my heart, show me if there's anything. And so he does that. But the most important thing is, why are you going through what you're going through? What's the deal? Doing more navel gazing won't help. Here's why you're going through what you're going through. Because Jesus wants to display the works of God in your life. And it's time for us to get off the problem, our eyes off the problem, and get our eyes on the solution. And let Jesus do what he wants to do. The King James said that he says that the glory of God might be displayed. And that's good. So again, when they're asking the question, why is this man blind? Did he do something wrong? Or did his parents do something wrong? Jesus refused to give in to that kind of introspection and simply said, all that matters is that God wants to display his works in this man. That really is all that matters. And I think one of the things that's happened in modern Christianity, in particular charismatic Christianity, is that the enemy's got us sidetracked, where we spent so much time trying to figure out, how did I get here? What did I do wrong? What's in my family line? What's this or what's that? And we do all those things, but I understand, but that we waste time getting healed, trying to figure out why we're sick, or waste time trying to figure out why we're being tempted, instead of simply appropriating Christ as the solution, as the answer. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.